This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Jeremy Grammon, director of the Roseburg Dream Center, in with us. Wanted to check in and see how things are going for you guys.
Good morning. Yes. Been really excited over the last couple months of just some of the growth opportunities. Our volunteer base has been continuing to grow, and that's been amazing because it opens up other opportunities for us. So wanted to let you guys know that we're going to be expanding our hours starting April 3rd, where we are opening up our Monday evenings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. for some of the low-income families, maybe working families that still need some help either with food or clothing items. Again, we're a food bank and a clothing bank. And so if you have those needs for any members of your family to come check us out, that's going to be starting again April 3rd. So we'll expand those hours for people that couldn't normally be in our regular Monday through Thursday 10 to 2.
Now, how long has it been that since you and your wife took this over?
So we just came on in October of 2022.
And so you're about 6 months in. I'm sure there have been days you look around and go, my goodness, what did we get into?
Yeah, obviously there's challenges that you face all the time as we entered into the new year. There's been many challenges, but we're really excited about the growth and the expansion. We're rebuilding our not just our volunteer base, but also those that are willing to partner with us financially. And so we're getting ready to do a pretty big pledge drive and looking for people who would partner with us.
So when is that going to roll out?
So we'll probably be working on that here in the next couple weeks. We want to try and expand our reach in the community, and that takes community partnership. And so we're hoping to take on at least 500 to 1,000 people that would be willing to join us at $20 a month. Obviously, if people give more than that, we don't need as many, but we're having to rebuild our funding base.
Well, and going through a pandemic has been tough for everybody, and probably in the sectors you're working in, even harder hit.
Yeah, and not only that, our numbers of clientele that we're serving have increased quite a bit. We're on average serving about 800 households a month.
Wow. And is that up quite a bit from when you started?
Yeah, it's almost doubled. Yeah.
So a lot of tough need out there. And what are you seeing when you're out in the community? I know you had some folks out working with some of the homeless over the weekend.
Yeah, one of our ministries that's kind of under the umbrella of the Dream Center is Under the Bridge. They've been functioning for right around 15 years, and they go into the camps on the first and third Saturdays of the month. And one of the things that we wanted to really help with our city is understanding that as the Roseburg Dream Center, we don't just want to be handing out goods and with the premise that we're just creating more garbage or creating more problems or just enabling. We want people to understand that these people have great need, and we want to meet that need, but we also want to come alongside and help them help themselves. So what we did is starting actually just Saturday, we have started an initiative with our Under the Bridge that at least the first week of the month on Saturday, we're going out and we're actually doing a cleanup effort at the same time we're feeding and meeting immediate needs out in the camp. So we actually had 17 volunteers that gathered on Saturday, and we were able to do about 2,500 pounds of garbage out of the camps.
Well, and obviously for folks that are there, to have that out of there probably, is a real positive situation just mentally.
Yeah, absolutely. They actually, handfuls of those that are unhoused right now came right alongside and were working hard right with us trying to get their areas cleaned up. And so they really do have a heart. Some obviously are still struggling and they don't have a lot of care outside of, just surviving. But there are those that are, in that situation that want to help.
And as you get ready to expand things more and reach out more in the community, do you see an improvement coming at all this year, or do you figure that the current situation is going to kind of remain at the level as it is.
No, there is a very strong initiative that's working in the homeless. There's an entire homeless coalition that's working in our city right now, trying to establish an urban camping area, which many of you have probably heard about. We're still seeking out property where that can be held. We've kind of accounted for how many numbers of people that would service, and so we're trying to discover, you know, what how large of an area we need. There is a successful urban camping area, very successful urban camping area that's happening right now in Sutherland at Hastings Landings. That's being well facilitated. The city of Sutherland, as well as the local faith community and volunteers, have really come alongside to make that successful. We want to see the same thing happen here in Roseburg, and obviously the Dream Center, as well as other organizations, will have their hands right in the middle of that.
So you're not working just on what you're working on, but you're working with all these other organizations as well.
Yeah, we have something in our community, if you haven't heard, called Connecting Points. And Connecting Points is where we link arms with UCAN and ADAPT and HIV Alliance and all sorts of other organizations, the veterans services and everything. In fact, on Mondays, they all gather at the Dream Center so that a client can come in and have multiple access or access to multiple services all in one location.
All right, Jeremy Graman of the Roseburg Dream Center. If people want to help you out, where can they mail a check?
You can mail it right directly to us at 2555 Northeast Diamond Lake Boulevard. You can also look us up on Facebook, and we'll have some links there for giving, and just watch for that pledge drive that we're going to be doing.
All right, Jeremy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
8:38 at the Morning Report.